This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon and welcome to the show. I'm Mira Sivisodhi. Joshua Levi Rayson is and C.G. Heng are two individuals who opted out of the corporate rat race in exchange for an entrepreneurial adventure. We speak to them about their venture. It's titled Worth the Fun, or WTF, which includes something called the Honesty Shop, which is an unnamed retail pop-up selling accessories and jewelries. And, you know, I was really fascinated when I heard about it in the early days as to what this shop actually is aspiring to do. And it's a shop there where there's no cashier. You don't really...
Nope, there is no cashier at all.
Very unique indeed. In a society that is not very trusting, how does a shop like this actually thrive is exactly what I want to know. Welcome to the show, both of you. How are you today?
We are good. Thank you for having us.
And thank you for coming all the way from Penang. You know, this Honesty Shop is actually based in Penang. Now, what was the objective and what was the inspiration behind it, Joshua?
To be honest, I think there's only the kind of people that can come up with things like that. They have to have two very specific qualities. One is probably the quality to do something different, and the next one is probably lazy. Basically, it started like this. When we started off the business, we kind of had a lot of dead ends, so we didn't know where to go and what to do and what the people liked. And along the way, there was this thought that we actually had. Because we were doing it on the streets, and it's really, really hot in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. So we had a thought about a donation box thing, where you know that people just donate stuff and donate money and things like that.
Yeah.
So that was our main thought that we had on it.
But when you started off on the streets, what were you actually selling, Heng?
We are starting majorly on handmade jewelries, mm-hmm. bracelets, earrings, and necklaces. Majorly is just these three stuff.
Okay. So the plan was, okay, it was too hot for you to sit there and buy this thing. So like a way of how it could run by itself, I suppose.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, and what happened?
And we brought up the idea to some friends and things like that. But we were very excited about it, that we've got an idea like this. And along the way, we started, you know, discouraging us in a way.
Yeah.
What was the idea? What did you say to them? What was this idea all about?
Basically, we said that we have a shop that's selling all this jewelry and stuff like that, and we plan to do a campaign. Mm. It's just supposed to be a one week thing. That's it. So a campaign by the streets where we are going to put it up with no one attending it, unmanned shop with a donation box over there.
Right.
Yeah, and the feedback that we got at the early stages was that no one's going to pay. Nobody's honest. They're going to steal them. Some are going to grab the box and go.
I was saying that actually.
And did you do it for a week?
And yes, we did.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah,
so we wanted to. Well, everybody had their opinions. Mm-hmm. So we were also skeptical at the start, but
we're quite surprised with the result. Actually,
what happened?
We had the first day. I think first time we do it is on his birthday.
So how did you do it? I mean, you set up on the by the streets.
Yeah, just by the street. Everything displayed. Then when you just have one paper right on their price tag, it's like how much is for the bracelet, earrings, and the necklace.
All right.
And it's the one money box next to it. Mm-hmm. So it's like basically like self-service. Just pick the stuff that you like, then just pay according to the price that you have.
Mm-hmm. And what happened?
First time actually is 100% the honesty.
People paid.
Paid.
But who gave them change?
No one.
So there was so if they needed change?
That's the beautiful part. Because we've caught a few on cameras before whereby they opened up the box mm-hmm. and took change by themselves.
Of course. And I would do the same thing.
Yeah. And they didn't take an extra cent.
Right.
So that's it's like, rather surprising, yeah.
Nobody stole?
No.
For one whole week.
For a whole week, exactly.
Nobody stole.
Nobody stole.
And how was your business?
It became a business model in the end.
Yeah.
Were people confused? Were people confused when they came there and found that there was no one attending?
Quite a bit. And
they walked off?
Not really. Usually they land up looking around
and take pictures.
Yeah. Sometimes it becomes a little museum.
Mm-hmm. For them, yeah.
Or they even ask some people in the next store right beside us, where are the guys that are doing this? Mm-hmm. And we'll be from the back, pointing, telling them, no,
don't show us.
Don't say that.
I would have been one of those people. Yeah. Have they gone to the toilet? Is it a toilet break? Maybe lunch break?
Yeah.
So it became a business model.
Yes.
Yeah.
How so?
We found it rather interesting that people are rather comfortable without us being around.
Yeah.
Compared to the initial stages where we started it and we were all there trying to sell stuff.
Yeah.
So how long did you go on running the store like that?
Started, I think, since April. Now it'll be 7 months so far.
It's still by the street or have you moved into a shop?
We moved into one of the kiosks in a cafe in Penang. It started on May, I think, right? It's China House. We started to have kiosks there. Then after that, now we are preparing our outlet in the shopping mall in Gurney Plaza. We'll be opening soon in beginning of December.
Mm-hmm. And all of these stores are selling jewellery. Describe the jewellery. What sort of jewellery are they?
Now currently, you are using mainly is anti-brass jewelries. But our next series is coming soon, which is Rose Gold series.
Rose Gold?
Yeah, Rose Gold.
Okay. And these things are not cheap. What is the price range?
They're cheap, actually.
Yeah. Okay. What is the price range?
We're looking at from 5 ringgit right up to 35, 50 okay. maximum.
Mm-hmm. And it's been running since May?
Since April.
April, end of April. Until now.
Gurney Drive, you said, is not open yet?
Gurney Plaza.
Gurney Plaza, is it open yet?
No.
Not yet. Okay. Next month.
And the one in China House, how is it doing?
Yeah, it's doing... It actually gave us a lot of popularity over there.
Huh.
Yeah. So... Sometimes it's interesting that a small space that we have in China House, and when we walk around Penang, there are people talking about it. Have you heard about the Honesty Shop and things like that? So yeah, it's.
So what do you plan to? How do you plan to run this as a social enterprise, or is it a business that you plan to take forward in a big way?
It's initially it was a business, but we couldn't find the passion to pursue it enough if it was going to only be about money, you see. So initially we started finding out how to do campaigns that are related to real life issues that we're facing here, and that sort of sparked a little flame in us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we are going out in the most social way, I would say. A lot of people mistaken us as for an NGO, but we are not. We are still a business establishment. But we are planning to use this to spread out a really different message out there, that there are still trustable people in the public around.
Do you think when you go big, then it might be a problem?
No, not really.
Not really, actually.
So no one has come and attempted to steal?
There has
been
a few.
By minority.
Yes, yeah. Less than 10%.
What do you do when that happens?
But actually, we are quite... Not like quite positive with the when they steal the thing because our product is good, so they will steal it. So you just take it positively. It's like, okay, maybe our thing is good.
But you're losing money.
Not much.
Not much, actually. Yeah.
To look at it from a different point of view, the only way they'll probably steal it is probably because they like it and they don't have enough money to pay for it, or they're doing it for fun.
Yeah.
So it's. But either way, they still like what they see, so I think that's fine.
Yep. So the larger impact of all of this is to send out a message. And what message is that, really?
That people in the public are not... It's not as what we see in the papers or in the media that's been going about it. There are a few bad apples around that's been... And they usually make the headlines, you see?
Mm.
But not the everyday people, and we know why. Because it's not much of a story, but... There is still good around.
Mm-hmm. We're discussing the Honesty Shop, which is an initiative which has started in Penang. Quite an interesting concept, I have to say. It's a place where they sell little trinkets, jewellery, priced between 5 ringgit and 35 ringgit. And if you go there, there will be nobody manning the store because you're supposed to come, put in your money, take your product and leave. I've always said we're not a trusting society. We find it hard to trust people. But maybe we should trust people a lot more than we actually do right now. We'll come back and discuss this more up next on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
A vibration strikes the eardrum. A tingle. Brain recognizes signal. Heart races. Lips part. Agape for 3 seconds. It is the key of G minor. Acoustics are better heard when seen. Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra. Live. Choose 5 concerts for 20% off your total purchase. Concert schedule and details. Visit mpo.com.my.
Hi. So we're friends, right? And friends tell each other when they discover good things. Yeah, so there are these guys, these schmucks on BFM. They're offering free financial advice. Free. I asked about hidden costs, but there's apparently none. No discounts, but you know, you gotta take the good with the bad, right? So if you want, you write into ringgit@bfm.my with any money questions you might have, or tweet at BFM Radio. I've also saved the number in my speed dial, so just to be sure, it's 03-7710-9000. Get your questions answered by a licensed financial planner. The date is November 27th, 9:35 in the morning. The show is Ringgit and Cents, so write it down, because you can be quite forgetful sometimes.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM. 89.9.
Good afternoon. It's The Bigger Picture and I'm Mira Sivisodhi. We're discussing the Honesty Shop, which started in May this year. And founders of this, Joshua Levy Reason and C.G. Heng, both in the studio with me to discuss this Honesty Shop and how they plan to take this, you know, in a larger perspective in Penang. Well, any chance the Honesty Shop will open up in KL?
Yes, there is actually. Mm-hmm. There are plans there.
It is in the pipeline. Yes. Do you think that might be different here in KL? Hustle and bustle of the city. You have a vast people cutting across all, status, race, whatever. You know, it's going to be a little bit more challenging here. Do you think?
Not really.
You still have that confidence in the people of this country, don't you?
It's the exact thing that actually went through our heads at the beginning before we started out in Penang. So I think it's going to be the same.
You think it will be, yeah. Okay, and so how do you start it up? Do you need capital? If anyone's interested to start up an honesty shop, I mean, are you interested to sell the concept to other people or just give them what they need so that they can start something similar?
Actually, that was one of the plans that we also had, to inspire others to do the same through this initiative. I mean, it would be pretty awesome to see a street full of people doing the same thing, you know, mm-hmm. that's been going around all over Malaysia.
Yep.
Yes, we do need money. We started out with, what, 500?
500.
Were you prepared to fail?
Yes, we were. But we had nothing else left. So that was all that we had, you see.
Go full force.
Yeah.
So go all out. I mean, so does this make money? Does this venture make money for you at all?
In the beginning, no. But it is now. It led us up to set up our own outlet in a shopping mall. Mm-hmm. 7 months down the road. So it is paying off in a way.
In a shopping mall, you need to pay rental, you know, and all those overheads. Even though you don't have anybody to man the shop, you still need to pay rent. Is the money that you make enough?
Yeah, it is.
Enough to pay for rent?
It is enough, yeah.
All right. You know, Joshua, you have a very interesting past, and I always, you know, love to find out these stories because they're very, in my mind, they're success stories. You don't have to be a millionaire in your own right, but success story in that you dropped out of school after Form 3 and decided to start working. Would you want to share that story with me?
Basically, I didn't have much interest in learning. Probably nothing really took my attention in school. There were only a few couple of subjects like probably English and math. Mm-hmm. And other than that, I don't really pay much attention to it. And I used to always play truant, probably like in a week, where most students go to school four or five days a week. I go to school 1 day a week. Mm-hmm. So I found out that it wasn't much of a use for me to begin to school.
Your parents must have been worried out of their minds.
I believe so. My dad played it cool, though, when he found out about it.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I believe, they must have been really worried about me.
Mm-hmm. So then you went on to be a helper for an electrician?
Yes, that's right. Where we started, they used to be doing things like the sound systems and lightings for road shows. Yeah, so I sort of learned from there because without a cert, it was a little bit hard to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you go on and do after?
Well, after that, I went to the F&B industry. Very interesting change because the whole reason I went into the electrical part was because he offered DJing as a choice, and I love music. But to change from that to F&B was a really different route, mm-hmm. and one that I probably did not see coming at all. I was in the line for quite a number of years, the last being Hard Rock Hotel Penang. And after that, in 2010, I left the job and came out on my own.
Mm-hmm. What is it that you felt was missing? I mean, what is it that you feel, how do you want to contribute to society? Obviously, you left because something was missing.
Correct.
What was it?
To be honest, I feel that a lot of people might think it's ridiculous, but a big bucks to us does not make much of a sense of how we feel. And basically, for me personally, I would actually like to do something that would actually change what is happening around in real world things, like things, especially things that has to do with racism and stuff. And probably it's not the right time to go there yet, but yeah, along the way, that's what we want to actually change. And I didn't see that happening for me if I were to stay in the working industry, because there'd be too much of things bombarding me, and we have too much of work on our hands, and there's no time to think about things like this. Mm-hmm. So probably the time that I had away from work, since 2010 till now, there has been a lot of free time in between, where I had the time to actually really choose and decide carefully what I wanted to do with my life and what I wanted to see myself coming out as at the end of the road. Mm-hmm. So that led us here today, and nothing has felt right or better than what it is
now. Fulfilling, yeah. Very fulfilling. What about Heng, your background? What did you do? How did you land with Joshua doing this?
Actually, it's quite surprisingly, actually, because I am a degree holder in hotel management. Mm-hmm. When I met him, I was working in Hyatt in Kuantan. Then when I met him, then he started with this business plan. I was thinking it's quite fun and it's totally different from what I study. I said, why not just go for a different path which may make me happy also. Mm-hmm. That's why I popping in to join this business.
Right.
Then our another partner, Aiko, she suggested to go into fashion industry. That's why we're coming out with all this jewelry stuff. So...
And her parents almost killed her.
I'm sure. And you were the bad influence now, weren't you? It's so typical. I can almost feel it.
Yeah. But actually, it's quite thank the parents that they're still supporting me until now.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because, I mean, as parents, you were concerned. I mean, where are they going to get money from? How are they going to survive, right? Should we be concerned at all, Joshua?
To look at it on the parent side, yeah, you should actually. Because people our age, we are considered rather tender or maybe inexperienced in what's happening out there in the world today. And most of the elderly would think of us as reckless. But in a way, to look at it from a parent point of view, it's okay or it's normal to be concerned. But from our point of view, I believe no. I believe we have to try and do it while we are young and see where we can get. Yeah.
At the age of 23 or 24, you made a lot of money and you were broke by the age of 25, Joshua. What did you do with all that money?
That was a lot of stupid decisions, I guess. You know, having so much of money at that age, yeah. 23, one minute you don't have anything at all. And a few months down the road, you have lots of cash. And it's overwhelming, you know. So you don't know what to do with the money. You end up partying, going out a lot, going drinking, doing all sorts of things.
How would you advise someone your age who, you know, is in a similar situation?
Well, I would advise them to at least keep 50% aside.
50%?
Yeah, probably use half of it. Go and spend, enjoy your life to the fullest. Do what you need to do with it. So that when it comes to the point that you have money again in the future, you not actually want to do the same thing, mm-hmm. because you know it's not going to lead you anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, and probably keep another 50% aside and find a way to make it more.
Yeah. Roger is texted in to say he's seen this concept in a sundry shop in Singapore. The first question that came to his mind is, will it work in Malaysia? And obviously, he's found out now that, you know, in a small way, it is working.
Yes.
We'd love to see more of it happening. I think it says a lot about our society. So you're based in Penang at the moment, and you have plans to bring the Honesty Shop to KL as well?
Mm. Yes, that's right.
When roughly?
We'll be doing a roadshow here on the 13th and 14th at KLCC.
In December?
Yeah, in December.
Okay, yeah.
But to come down permanently after that, we are setting up an Honesty Street Shop in KL after we set up the one in Penang. That will probably be...
next year?
2 months down the road, yeah.
Mm, okay. And you're online as well?
We're online, yes. Mm-hmm. Online as well.
But that, of course, is just pretty straightforward, the online store.
Correct.
Yeah.
But we have an Honesty Shop online as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Where all the items online... We were thinking about how could we actually reach this out, because we've got a few notes from people saying that it's rather enlightening to actually have the experience, you see?
Yes.
So we wanted to bring it out online and try it online. So we have a shop where everything is selling for zero. You don't have to pay anything, but they can choose to donate it to our accounts later on. So, yeah, that's another interesting thing that we have going on right now.
Really? I'm skeptical here. you can see it in my face. Because I know some restaurants have a concept, they say eat and pay as you wish, pay as much as you want.
Correct.
And some restaurants
yeah.
have shut down because of that, Joshua. They have not been able to sustain because some people come in and just pay 2 ringgit and eat more than they should and leave. So is that, are you protecting yourself by having a price tag on everything?
Yes, we do have a price tag on everything.
So it's much better to state a price than to say pay as you wish.
Yes.
But that's what's happening online. But that's happening online for you.
We do have a price tag as well online. But they can purchase it for zero through the shop, the online shop. But there is a price tag for them to donate. If they probably bought a bracelet for nothing, then the bracelet is worth 10 ringgit, so they can pay 10 ringgit
to
us.
It's an option.
Yeah, it's an option. Yeah. For that.
Otherwise, I just take it for free?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't have to donate the 10 ringgit?
They just have to pay for shipping.
I want to see you both in 2 years. Tell me whether you're still making money. I'm very skeptical here. But, you know, great initiative, very brave indeed, I have to say. Wishing
you
both
thanks.
The very, very best indeed. How do we get in touch with you if we'd like to be a part of the project?
You can actually log on to our website at www.wtfoutlets.com. That's outlets with an S. And there's a little column there where you can message us and we can keep in touch from there.
Okay. Why WTF? How did that come into the picture? Worth the fun is what it stands for.
It actually came into picture because of the foul word.
Yes.
The,
but is it an umbrella company or?
It is the umbrella company.
And the Honesty Shop sits under the WTF outlets. So does that mean you have other outlets as well?
Yeah, we are planning to have other outlets as well.
All based on the Honesty Shop concept or, you know, venturing off into other areas
as
well?
We're trying out different values, probably somewhere next year. We targeted it end of this year, but looks like it's not going to happen. So I think it's going to happen only probably in the middle
of next year.
Such as compassion, love and compassion and things like that.
Ooh.
So that's another campaign that we're going out.
So the Worth the Fun outlets are all value-based.
Yes, 100%.
There's something behind it to help the human race in this country.
Correct.
It's
100% value-based.
Very interesting. Okay. It was a pleasure having you on. So that website again, WTFoutlets.com.
Yes.
Fantastic. Thank you both for joining me today.
Thank you, Mira.
Thanks, Mira.
Joshua Levi Reason, founder of WTF Outlets, together with CG Heng, founder on the Honesty Shop. Once again, that website, WTFoutlets.com, on the Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.